All it is asking is that patients and physicians have discussions around end-of-life issues so that physicians can better honor the wishes of patients. And that has been turned into a horrible, I'd say actually a lie, that physicians are going to now start withholding treatments, and that's simply not true.
Death panels, euthanasia for elders, eviscerating Medicare, mobs at town hall meetings, things are in such an uproar. So I invited two medical professionals over to my patio for a beer summit to talk it over.
My name is Michael Tuggy. I'm a family physician. I'm the director of a family medicine residency training program at Swedish Medical Center in downtown Seattle.
My name is Patty Mulhern. I am the former vice president of patient services at Visiting Nurse Services of the Northwest. I am now director of professional affairs to the Home Care Association of Washington.
I'll throw this out to both of you. For healthcare, the U.S. spends about twice the average of industrial countries. Is our healthcare twice as good?
I think there's a couple factors that we have to consider when we ask the question about quality. If you look at technical expertise of high-tech procedures and really complicated medical interventions, that's only a small fraction of the quality equation. The vast majority of quality we should be measuring in outcomes in a population. If you look at our outcomes quality measures across our country, where we rank 38th in the world.
38th.
We're right behind Costa Rica. That speaks volumes as to where we're putting our money.
Maybe you could start by describing what you think would be ideal.
If you look at our European counterparts, like Norway and Sweden, other countries in Scandinavia, even the UK, where people sometimes feel like, well, if we have a system like they have in England, we're going to get less quality care. The reality is their outcomes are much better. And Norway, they are a much wealthier country than we are. They have a higher standard of living. You would think that their costs of care would be higher, but the reason why it's not is that half of their physicians in their population are primary care physicians. And they are responsible for anywhere between 1,200 and 1,400 lives. And the whole health system is built around that relationship. Medicare and Medicaid have been working in a non-primary care delivery system for decades. And so until you really reform the way care is going to be offered and delivered, until you fix that, you're going to have a difficult time controlling costs.
In the past, I don't know, 5-10 years, there has been a greater push towards evidence-based practice and sharing outcomes that work and sharing data. And Medicare in the past 7 years has really moved more towards reimbursement based on outcomes. And those evidence-based practices are really critical. And they are starting to move across disciplines.
There is a way to, if we start building the model on the right foundation to begin with, we can start saving money right away. The model that we are encouraging Congress to look at, which we're getting a wide reception in, is that of a medical home model, where instead of being paid on a per-visit basis, we would be paid on managing patients well and managing populations of patients that are under our care. And that changes the equation from, instead of having to hurry through a visit, it's actually taking care of as much as you can in every visit so you meet the patient's needs as opposed to meeting the need of a schedule. We've actually had a pilot now going for about 6 months in a new clinic that we set up in Ballard. And what we've done there is, with the insurance plans and with now we're working with Medicare too, is instead of being paid on a per-visit basis and having to you do all the labor that is created to submit bills and everything every time we see a patient, we're actually asking to be paid on an annual basis for each patient who enrolls in the clinic. And what that does is we can provide all the primary care services that patient's going to need in the clinic with that model, including care management, including email visits, phone visits, telephone calls after hours, and a robust set of services within the clinic for $560 a year.
I would also like to say we have, again, the very wrong incentive, and people get very upset about universal health care coverage, a single payer system, because we do not have universal access and guaranteed health care. Many folks end up in the emergency room, which is one of the highest cost places to receive care. We are paying dearly for not having access to healthcare when we need it, and we'd provide it in the very most expensive setting.
That was Patty Mulhern, Director of Professional Affairs for Home Care Services of Washington. She was joined today by Dr. Michael Tuggy, Director of Family Practice Resident Training at Seattle's Swedish Medical Center. For KBCS One World Report, this is Tom Allen.